I made a lot of fans with the last record, and those people stayed with me, and you know, they know that basically I'm gonna follow my muse, and my songs are gonna change, and styles are kind of, especially on this record, they're pretty divergent, but they trust me that I'm gonna put out the best thing that I could put out.
His fans came through when Jonah Smith asked for help with the financial side of making a new record, and it left him even more dedicated to staying soulful and saying something in his songs. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. He's studied the blues, paid his dues as a sideman on the keys, and gone from a record deal to the indie life. Music may be the main road for Jonah Smith, but he's also focused on song. The political climate jump-started the writing for his new batch of tunes called Lights On. And while they're far from in-your-face protest songs, it's a collection of lyrics that speak of not sitting back or giving up, and a collection of sounds that could be called folk or soul or both. Outside politics, Jonah's doing his part to foster community among the many musicians in his home base of Brooklyn. And he told host Claudia Marshall more about that process and his sound during a recent visit to FUV.
I know there are certainly a lot of musicians who live in Brooklyn, but is there a scene there?
You know, there's a lot of disjointed scenes and a lot of cross-pollination, but I don't know if there's a specific scene. You know, I'm trying actually to create one as much as I can, and I started a YouTube television show called the Cumberland Loft Sessions, where I invite Brooklyn artists to my loft, and you know, I'll learn their songs, they learn my songs, and we just sort of get together and have a hootenanny, and we film it with multi-camera shoot and record it to Pro Tools, and I put it up on YouTube. So I'm trying to, you know, make a more of a community in Brooklyn. You know, I think there's a lot of people that live there that go out, you know, and tour the country and do their thing, you know, but it's a little bit disjointed, and that's another reason to do it, you know, just like form a community, because when you're out on the road, you're by yourself and you're kind of isolated. And same thing when you're writing your music. I generally consider myself a people person. When I became a writer, I didn't really take into account all of the hours I'd be spending by myself, you know. It's like, did I sign up for this really?
Lost in the city, and it's hard to believe that a stranger won't look me in the eyes. Well, I must have stumbled across a lonely land. I've been left out here to die. Everyone knows that it's nothing new. It's caught up in the air we breathe. Well, I tried to stay, but it wouldn't do. And you know it's hard to leave. You know it's hard to leave. Oh, you let those plans right through your hand. Love gets lost again.
Jonah, you talked about being taught by a great blues keyboard player, and of course you've befriended members of a great soul and funk band in Soul Live. So there you have your blues, your funk, your soul, and yet your music seems to get categorized frequently as folk. How do you think of it?
Well, I sort of pull from a lot of different inspirations, but I think as a songwriter, I come more out of the folk tradition. I focus a lot on lyrics and trying to keep things as simple as possible. But as a singer and a player, I've grown up just loving and listening to soul music, and my favorite singers are people like Otis Redding and Sam Cooke and Donny Hathaway and Stevie Wonder, and somewhere there was a marriage there in the middle, and that's where they merged, and hopefully that all comes out. Some of my earlier stuff was more soul-based, and as I just focused more and more on songwriting, I just tried to strip away the layers of anything complicated in the music and just, you know, really try to get a song across and be more about the song than trying to write anything fancy.
Talking in circles with senators, or they don't recall, whichever you prefer. Smiling nervously and bad in town. Where you keep your cards close and I'll hide mine. We repeat ourselves but don't know what to do. Read a history book and see nothing new. And they focus your gaze somewhere else, or while they're digging in the ground halfway to hell. Oh, you better hold what your heart knows, and don't let go. Oh, you better hold what what your heart knows, and don't let go until someone here turns the lights on.
That's Jonah Smith, recorded live at FUV and the title track of his new album, Lights On. To hear the complete interview and more, visit the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.